From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Highlighted the government's focus to drive household consumption between 5.1 until 5.3% range in 2022. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Minister Sri Mulyani noted at a working meeting with Commission 11th of the House of Representatives on Wednesday that components are expected to contribute to economic growth in 2022, so consumption growth of 5.1% to 5.3% will occur. However, she also noted that to achieve the household consumption growth target, the government would need to put in mammoth efforts that still depend on the development of COVID-19 cases. This is something that is very difficult to achieve since the level of consumption depends on the development of the COVID-19 cases. She affirmed if the COVID-19 cases can be controlled and vaccination run well, Indonesia can be certain that demand and consumption could recover. The West Kalimantan Youth Sport and Tourism Office, Porapar, has planned to develop 15 tourism villages as a pilot project to bolster the province's tourism industry. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, head of the office, Windy Prihastari, stated on Wednesday that currently his site is preparing to develop tourism villages in each district. In the initial stage, the target is to develop 15 tourism villages. He also noted the rural tourism destination will highlight local traditions and culture apart from the natural landscape. He remarked that the pilot project is expected to help boost the local economy and welfare of the local villagers. He also added that the presence of tourism village is expected to have a positive impact on the livelihoods of rural communities. Let's move in on to the international news. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Wednesday and emphasized U.S. commitment to helping Saudi Arabia defend its territory and people. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement that Austin and Prince Mohammed discussed regional security, particularly efforts to end the war in Yemen and ongoing bilateral efforts to improve Saudi Arabia's defenses. As reported by Reuters.com, Iran-aligned Houthi rebels, who have controlled most of northern Yemen since 2014, have kept up cross-border attacks on Saudi Arabia and are pressing an offensive to seize Yemen's gas-rich Marib region. A Saudi-led coalition intervened in Yemen in 2015 after the Houthis ousted a Saudi-backed government from the capital Sana'a. The Houthis say they are fighting a corrupt system and foreign aggression. Australia doesn't expect to reopen its international borders until well into 2022. The border has been closed since March 2020. That decision has been instrumental in the nation containing COVID-19, but there are big social and economic costs. As reported by Reuters.com, the social costs of families separated, of students and others losing their jobs but being denied government assistance and so on are hard to quantify. But Australia has done its best to calculate some of the economic costs. By its reckoning, every day the borders remain largely closed is costing at least $36.5 million in loss expenditure. There are a variety of ways to calculate the cost of the closed border. A chemical-laden cargo ship is sinking off the coast of Sri Lanka, sparking fears of an environmental disaster. As quoted by BBC.com, the Singapore-registered Express Pearl had been on fire for almost 2 weeks before the blaze was put out this week. Hundreds of tons of oil from fuel tanks could leak into the sea, devastating nearby marine life. The Sri Lankan and Indian navies had worked jointly over the past days in an attempt to put out the fire and prevent the ship from breaking up and sinking. But rough seas and monsoonal winds hampered the operation, just outside the port of Colombo. Sri Lanka Navy spokesman Captain Indika Silva told the BBC that sailors are trying to tow the ship to deep sea before it sinks to minimize the marine pollution, but the rear area of the ships had drifted. The stern appeared to be resting on the seabed. That was the news.
Indonesian government spending, both at the center and the region, is very important to maintain and increase the economy amid the pandemic. Minister of Home Affairs Tito Karnavian affirmed the government spending in both the center and the region is the main backbone of national economic growth. The government set the economic growth target of the second quarter to be 7%. One of the factors contributing to the target achievement is budget realization that is on time and right on target. However, until May 25th, the regional budget absorption realization only reached 251.92 trillion rupiahs or 21.98%. This number increased 1.83% if compared to the regional budget in the same period of the previous year. Nevertheless, the increase compared to 2020, the budget absorption in 2021 is far from optimal. The absorption is 10% lower from the state budget done by the government with 32% in May. Considering the still not optimal 2021 regional budget realization, the 7% target in the second quarter is difficult to achieve. Home Affairs Ministry's Research and Development Agency head Agus Fatoni explained there are some factors that delay the regional budget realization.
One of the causes is the delay in regional regulation implementation on regional budget. Realizing this, Regional Finance Director General Muhammad Ardian affirmed the budget use mechanism in the regional budget, as long as for COVID-19 handling, can be done with the regional health regulation establishment, including the region regulation, mayor regulation, and gubernatorial regulation. It doesn't have to be a regulation discussed by the regional legislative council. Regional head therefore must be creative and innovative in designing pro-people regulation so that it can be very important. Therefore, the development acceleration can be achieved.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette der COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Today in history starts with event on June 3, 1947, when Indonesian National Army was inaugurated by President Sukarno. The Indonesian National Army is an organizational development that started from the People's Security Agency. Then, on October 5, 1945, it became the People's Security Army. To improve the structure in accordance with the international military base, the People's Security Army was changed to the Army of the Republic of Indonesia. In subsequent developments, the government's effort was to continuously make the National Army perfect, to unite the two armed forces, namely the People's Security Army as a regular army and bodies for the people's struggle. On June 3, 1947, President Sukarno inaugurated the establishment of the Indonesian National Army. However, the anniversary of the Indonesian National Army is still commemorated on October 5 every year. Next event was in 2006 on the Independence Day of Montenegro. The country of Montenegro is located in southern Europe, bordering with Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Serbia and Albania. Previously, Montenegro was a part of Yugoslavia. After Yugoslavia disbanded, Montenegro became part of the states of Serbia and Montenegro. Montenegro then decided to cede it through a referendum on 21 May 2006. Montenegro then declared its independence on 3 June 2006. The last event of today in history on June 3rd is on World Bicycle Day. In April 2018, the United Nations General Assembly declared June 3rd as World Bicycle Day. The resolution for World Bicycle Day recognizes the uniqueness, longevity, and versatility of bicycles, which have been in use for 2 centuries. Bicycles are also a simple, affordable, reliable, clean, and environmentally friendly means of sustainable transportation. The World Bicycle Day is also associated with a healthy lifestyle for those with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
In the meeting, two countries' representatives discussed the preparation in leading the Forest, Agriculture and Commodity Trade FAG dialogue. The discussion was held when Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, received the visit of COP26 chairperson Alok Sharma, COP26 Ambassador for Asia-Pacific and South Asia Ken O'Flaherty, and the UK's Ambassador for Indonesia and Timor-Leste Owen Jenkins. In the COP26 FAG dialogue, Indonesia will co-chair the dialogue along with the UK's delegation. The UK is the host for this year's COP26. It will partner with Italy in leading all the forums. Minister Erlangga welcomed the visit of Alok and COP26 delegates. He said Indonesia being chosen to co-chair the COP26 FAC is a recognition from the UK for Indonesia's commitment in realizing a sustainable agricultural sector. Erlangga further affirmed Indonesia as COP26 FAC co-chair is committed to strengthen the ideas exchange of all participants. Minister Erlangga also hopes Indonesia and participating countries can use the FAC dialogue as a platform to find common solution, overcome climate change impact, and achieve various sustainable development goals. He also hopes the dialogue will not be abused by some parties to spread black campaign against some commodities, including palm oil. The dialogue is expected to focus on discussing relations between buyers and producers countries of agriculture, plantations, and forestry.
Berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tuh buatku bahagia. Sebut yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tuh buatku bahagia. Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu.
Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau. Untuk buatku bahagia.
right, listener? More information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Anugerah Pesona Indonesia or API Award 2020 determined the Aceh Surami Museum as the first winner in the most popular unique tourism destination category. The museum received the most votes in a voting. The museum was chosen after defeating other competitors. With this award, Mayor of Banda Aceh, Aminullah Usman, hopes that the museum can be an opportunity to bring domestic and foreign tourists to Banda Aceh post-COVID-19 pandemic. The Aceh Tsunami Museum is located at Jalan Sultan Iskandar Muda No. 3, Sukaramai, Baitur Rahman District, Banda Aceh. This museum is a symbolic monument to commemorate the earthquake and tsunami disaster in Aceh in 2004. This building holds various evidence of the awesomeness of the 2004 tsunamis, as well as an education center and emergency shelters in the event of a tsunami. The Tsunami Museum is in Banda Aceh, designed by an architect from Bandung, West Java, Ridwan Kamil, that won an international competition held in 2007 to commemorate the 2004 tsunami disaster. The building has the concept of Rumah Aceh and an escape hill, and as its main references are Islamic values, local culture, and tsunami abstraction. This museum is a four-story structure with an area of 2,500 meters square, whose curved wall is covered with geometric reliefs. This museum has four floors, where the first floor is an open area that can be seen from the outside and function as a place to commemorate the tsunami's event. On this floor, there are several rooms containing the track records of the 2004 tsunami tragedy, namely the tsunami exhibition room, pre-tsunami, amid the tsunami, and the post-tsunami room. Several pictures of the tsunami's event, tsunami trace artifacts, and dioramas are displayed. Here, there is also a prayer well with the names of tsunami's victims neatly written on the walls and ceiling, as well as the calligraphy of the name of Allah on the top. The second floor contains learning media in the form of a library, teaching aids room, 4D room, and souvenirs. Some of the teaching aids displays include the design of earthquake-resistant buildings, as well as an earth fault diagram model. There are several facilities which continue to be improved, such as disaster painting rooms, dioramas, libraries, four-dimensional rooms, and cafeterias. Here, there is a geological room that presents the geological potentials and mitigation of geological disasters, as well as the tectonic processes that cause earthquakes and tsunamis.
Cinta membuat tersiksa.
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, the Ministry of Tourism's Creative Economy held again the Anugerah Desa Wisata Indonesia 2021 with the theme Indonesia Awakens, which is one of the tourism development programs in Indonesia. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, stated that this program is able to realize Indonesia's vision as a world-class tourism destination country. It is competitive, sustainable, and able to encourage regional development and the welfare of people. The program is believed to be able to restore the glory of tourism to the island of the gods, namely Bali, which has been hit by the COVID-19 pandemic for more than 1 year. In addition, it raises the enthusiasm of the people who are now affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, considering that there are as many as 1,200 villages that have tourism potential to be increased. Thus, it can become an icon of national economic revival, open business opportunities and employment opportunities, and improve community skills related to digitalization. A series of socialization events, Anugerah Desa Wisata Indonesia 2021, began on May 22, 2021 to June 25, 2021. The socialization was held in Mas Village, known as Kampung Wisata Banjar Tarukan Ubud, Bali. Mas Village, Banjar Tourism Village in Ubud, was chosen for the socialization of the activity because Mas Village is known as the oldest carving village that has existed since 1930 and is well known in the European market. The socialization of Anugerah Desa Wisata Indonesia 2021 was held with the aim of motivating 57,000 villages across Indonesia to register their village in the Anugerah Desa Wisata Indonesia 2021 program. Candidates for registering village consist of not only new village but also pilot ones to develop and advance tourism village that have not registered their village. All of them can also take part in this program. The activity Anugerah Desa Wisata Indonesia 2021 will carry 7 assessment categories for applicant tourism village, including CHSE, Digital Village, Souvenirs or Culinary Fashion Craft, Tourism Attractions or Natural Cultural Artificial, Creative Content, Lodging or Homestay, and Washroom or Toilet. According to Minister Sandiaga, this category is expected to be able to encourage the development of tourism village into sustainable tourism and as a material to improve the quality that can be followed by all villages in Indonesia. That's miscellany.
Yeah.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ocakuyo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawin tiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to present you with a song by Ebit Gade. Ebit Gade has been a singer since the 80s and he has produced many hits. Ebit Gade's songs are meaningful messages. Even some of the songs are inspired by some of the sad events that occurred in the country, such as the song Untuk Kita Renungkan, which means for us to recollect. This song was written after the catastrophic eruption of Mount Galunggung in 1982. The song calls us to reflect again. Everything that happens is because of the will of God, so that we realize that He is the one who is above all. Only to Him we return. Therefore, we must obey and prostrate to Him. Well, listener, here is Ebit Gade with a song Untuk Kita Renungkan. Lagu Ebit Gade Untuk Kita Renungkan.
Kita mesti telanjang dan benar-benar bersih. Suci lahir dan di dalam batin. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Oh, singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Du-du-du-du-du. Du-du-du-du. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Anugerah dan bencana adalah kehendaknya. Kita mesti tabah menjalani. Hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar. Adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Oh, adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Anak menjerit-jerit, asap panas membakar, lahar dan badai menyapu bersih. Ini bukan hukuman, hanya satu isyarat, bahwa kita mesti banyak berbenah. Memang bila kita kaji lebih jauh dalam kegalutan, masih banyak tangan yang tega berbuat nista. Oh, oh. Tuhan pasti telah memperhitungkan amal dan dosa yang kita perbuat. Kemanakah lagi kita kan sembunyi, hanya kepadanya kita kembali. Tak ada yang bakal bisa menjawab, mari hanya runduk sujud padanya. Du-du-du-du-du, du-du-du-du, oh-oh-oh, mesti berjuang memerangi diri. Bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar dia tersenyum. Oh, berusahalah agar dia tersenyum. Du-du-du-du-du, du-du-du-du, oh-oh-oh,
Indonesia.
Setiap waktu engkau tersenyum, sudut matamu memancarkan rasa keresahan yang terbenam, kerinduan yang tertahan, duka dalam yang tersembunyi jauh di lubuk hati. Kata-kata riuh mengalir bagi gerimis. Seperti angin tak pernah diam, selalu beranjak setiap saat, menebarkan jala asmara, menaburkan aroma luka, benih kebencian kau tanam, bakar ladang gersang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau coba menerkam apa yang tersembunyi di sudut hati. Derita di mata, derita dalam jiwa. Kenapa tak engkau pedulikan? Sepasang kepodang terbang melambung, menukik bawa seberkas pelangi. Gelora cinta, gelora dalam dada. Kenapa tak pernah engkau hiraukan? Selama musim belum bergulir, masih ada waktu saling membuka diri. Sejauh batas pengertian, pintu pun tersibar.
V Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.